The story of Ruth. Ruth is a short book in the Bible, and it's a story about a young lady called Ruth who was from the land of Moab. She didn't belong to God's people, but a family from the land of Israel moved to the land of Moab, and she married one of Naomi's sons called Mahlon. Unfortunately, Mahlon died when he was really quite young, leaving Ruth on her own, and Naomi's husband also died, and another girl called Orpah, her husband died too. So Ruth had to make a choice if she was going to go with Naomi back to Israel or back to her own people in the land of Moab. Orpah made the second choice. She went back to the land of Moab, and we don't hear about her again. She had a life there with her people. But Ruth made a very different decision. She said to Naomi, "I want to go with you because I believe in your God, and wherever you go, I'm going to go. I'm going to follow your God, and I'm going to obey him, and I will not turn back." That was a very difficult decision for her, because she knew that when she went to the land of Israel with Naomi, she wasn't ever going back to her own people. Her words are, "Do not make me leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God." So Ruth made a very important decision there. She decided to follow God wherever he was going to lead her. And when she went back to Israel with Naomi, they went back to a land that was suffering a lot of poverty. They didn't have money, and so Ruth had to go out and work in the fields, not as a worker, but as a kind of a beggar. She would go out into the fields and lift food off the fields that the harvesters left behind. And she met a man called Boaz. She was working in his field. And Boaz was an Israelite man, and he loved God. He was one of God's family. And he fell in love with Ruth, and Ruth became his wife. And Ruth was provided for, and so was Naomi. But this was no ordinary family. Ruth made that decision all those years ago to stick by God. God had provided her with everything she needed. She now had a husband, and she had everything she needed to live. And she was in God's family, in with God's people. And Ruth had a son called Obed. He was the grandfather of King David. So that little girl from the land of Moab, who wasn't in God's family, wasn't just brought into God's family. She was brought into the royal family of Israel. And we know that King David was an ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was going to come all those years later. And the little outsider became an insider, because this is the kind of thing that God delights to do. He doesn't delight in large, fancy, rich people who think they are something. He delights to take people who are humble, people who don't seem to be very much, and he makes them great. He makes them much in his kingdom, not necessarily in this world. And people who trust in him are never sent away. They're never disregarded. And the lesson for us here is we need to be wholehearted about following Jesus, because he will lead us safely to heaven. Now, the way may be difficult. In fact, he promises us that it will be difficult. There will be opposition. There will be difficulties. There might be suffering and heartache. But if we follow him wholeheartedly, he will keep us safe. Maybe there's other people trying to get me to leave him, to stop following him, to go along with them and to be friendly with them. Will I go with them and forget Jesus, or will I stand firm? That's a really difficult question that we all have to face at some point in our Christian lives. When life is disappointing me, when I feel I have no energy to go on, it's just too much, I just can't do this anymore. The one who has set their heart to the Lord Jesus will look to him and will trust him to see them through the difficulties. And every Christian can tell you about this as well. In the Christian life, there are many difficulties, very big difficulties, but those who trust in the Lord are never disappointed. What about temptations when they come? When the enemy comes along and tries to distract me from doing what I should be doing, tries to offer me other things that I think that I might like, I will continue on the right way and I will keep following Jesus. And he will lead me and he will provide me with the things that I need. And when I fail, when I do make the wrong choice, when I do make trouble for myself by not looking to Jesus, Jesus says I can come to him and I can be forgiven. And if I ask him, he will make me strong in his love, just like he did with Ruth. If you want to read this story, it's just four chapters in the Old Testament. The book's called Ruth. And you will see there's lots of detail in there about what Ruth said and what she did and what happened. But the important thing is that Ruth would not leave the Lord. When she'd made that choice to follow him, she kept her word and she followed him. And he blessed her and made her part of his family, made her part of his royal family. She's in the direct line of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is something really amazing. And if we trust him, he does the same for us. He makes us part of his family and we become sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ.